When you look into the far reaches of space, you're looking into the far distant past, seeing the light from celestial bodies that could have vanished millions of years ago. As astronomer R. Brent Tully says, when we look out, we look back. He's part of a team from Maryland, Hawaii, Israel, and France that has produced an extraordinary view of the past, the most detailed map ever of the orbits of galaxies in our extended local neighborhood, showing the past motions of almost 1,400 galaxies within 100 million light years of the Milky Way. We spoke with R. Brent Tully earlier this morning.
Well, we're learning a bit more about where we live in the universe, and yet we're looking here just at a little piece of the universe. It's unimaginably large, and we're seeing such a tiny little piece, but as time goes on, we're learning more and more.
What are the things that we most want to learn?
Well, so the universe is always evolving, always moving. Everything is moving. It doesn't seem that way because galaxies seem just fixed in place, but over billions of years, they're going someplace. For example, in 5 billion years, we're going to collide with our neighbor galaxy, Andromeda.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be quite an event if you're around.
What will happen then? Explosion?
No. Even though galaxies look like they're pretty big, solid things, in fact, the space between the stars is really, really vast. So you take two galaxies like our own and Andromeda, 100 billion stars, each one of them, and when they collide, the stars will just pass right through each other. The distances are so great between the stars, they'll just pass right through each other. But the gravity will pull them back together, and so there'll be some sloshing around, and after a few billion years, they'll look like a big star pile. It'll be called an elliptical galaxy rather than a spiral. But we could live right through it, assuming it could live billions of years.
At the same time, one of the things that has to be part of the whole mindset of the astronomer, I would think, is the understanding of going back in time as well as going far away.
Indeed. That's really a wonderful thing we have in astronomy, that as we look out, we look back. And so we're seeing the universe when it was younger. And now, with the big telescopes, for example, on Mauna Kea, we're looking back very close to the beginning of time. We're looking back 13 billion years in a universe that's 13.7 billion years old. And we're seeing the first galaxies and stars forming.
I have to ask, when I hear a figure like 13.7 billion years, how do you know? Right?
Well, you know, I said 13.7 billion years because that's what the community talks about, but if you ask me privately, I'll tell you it's 13.4, but okay.
Well, what kind of data inform those calculations, I guess is the question.
Yes. So what we have to know then is distances, and so that's actually something I spent my life at, is figuring out how far away things are.
Uh-huh. So
in other words, how big the universe is. You know, we know that the universe is expanding. It's almost 90 years now since Edwin Hubble saw that the universe, that galaxies that are farther away are flowing away from us faster, and the whole universe is expanding.
Or when I hear the term the universe is expanding, I have to ask, expanding into what?
Yes, so space is just making space for itself. It's just, we have to think about, if there's an edge to something, what's beyond the edge? And so we start thinking about infinities. And so space it can expand. And you say, into what? Well, there's infinite space to expand into. There's no problem because there's lots and lots of room with infinity.
As you make a map like this,
yes.
What kind of, you know, where does that take us? What kind of new information does that lead you toward?
Well, we're starting to learn more about where we live. So we live in something called the local supercluster, which is a part of something that we call Launia Kea. That's a big structure that my team came up with a couple of years ago. That's the boundaries of the very large region that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
But if we talk about the local supercluster, it's just a little part of that. The center of it is the Virgo cluster. The Virgo cluster has a mass of 600 trillion times the mass of the sun. Mm-hmm. It's 50 million light years away. And so that's the region, actually, we've been studying most recently that got this press attention that's come out recently. It's a region of about 100 million light years around us and contains about 15,000 pretty good-sized galaxies. And it's got structure. So there's a big void area. There's a big sheet where most of the galaxies lie. And so what we've been tracking then is how this came about. Because initially, in the Big Bang, the universe was almost uniform. It had little ripples. It had places where it was denser, other places where it was less dense. But with the passage of time, the matter accumulated in these sheets and these voids were evacuated. And that happened because matter moved. And so what we were doing is tracking how that matter moved from this almost homogeneous situation into all this structure.
Can an analogy be drawn to what we have learned on Earth by looking into the Earth's past and extrapolating from that what happened long ago, how the Earth was formed?
Oh, absolutely. The forces are a little bit different, but I think there's a big analogy with continental drift, for example. And we know that the continents are changing and evolving with time. And yes, there's really a big analogy there.
What's the next area in which you'd really like to gather information?
Our galaxy and all our neighbors have a motion of about 600 kilometers per second in a certain direction. And why is that? So we're going somewhere. Our galaxy at a rather snappy rate of 600 kilometers per second is heading off in a certain direction. And there must be stuff there that's pulling us. There's probably an empty area in the back that's pushing us, if you like, a lack of pull. We're trying to understand that. But we haven't come to full grips with it because it's such a large region. We have to survey such a large region. And so my aspiration really is to get out to sufficiently far in the universe that we can really be saying that we understand a fair sample of the universe, a sample that's an average part of the universe in terms of its properties, and we're not there yet.
What's extraordinary to me is that the Laniakea, which is what, a star cluster?
No, it's a cluster. It's a galaxies. It's 100,000. It's a big unit of galaxies, if you like. So within Laniakea, the gravity is. I like to think of it like a watershed of on Earth. Here, you have river watersheds, and if you cross the line into another watershed, then the water is flowing in a different direction. So Laniakea is, if you like, a big gravitational watershed up in space where everything's pulling together. And if you step across the line, you'd be going off to some other region.
The thing that's extraordinary is that it's one of many, right?
Oh, many, many, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Our Brent Tully is an astronomer at the University of Hawaii's Institute for Astronomy. We've posted a link to the map he helped create that depicts the orbits of galaxies within our local supercluster, the Laniakea supercluster. It's the most detailed map of its kind ever created. And the name of that local supercluster, which he just cited, is the answer to today's Backyard Quiz, which we'll be back with in just a moment.